Do you guys look at the fact that things have to break right, but you could clinch this weekend? Do you think of that?
I haven't thought about it at all. We got to go out and we got to win games. Obviously, we want to win the division, but we're gonna need some real help for that. But we got to go out there and we got to handle our own business, and it's just playing quality football and really putting a full game together because we haven't done that yet. So that's the goal.
Can you take any solace in the fact that you guys are in this position yet the offense hasn't really seemed to reach their full potential yet?
Yeah, imagine if we get the offense rolling and we put up some more than 10 points, or we haven't been putting up crazy numbers all year. I don't think we've scored over 30 this season. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I think if we get that rolling with this defense, watch out. We're going to be a scary team to play, and I think we are still a scary team to play. I don't think a lot of people want to come and play the Giants come playoff time. They know what Ken's capable of doing.
Sorry if you already answered this, but how are you feeling? How are you feeling for Sunday?
Feel good. I think I'm going to be back this week. That's my plan. And I think I'm going to be ready to roll, and we'll go from there. Practice has been going good. I've been rolling with the one, so feel good.
Is this frustrating for you, not being able to be out there on Sundays with your guys?
Yeah, it was killing me. I hear it from all the O-linemen because we're kind of like brothers. There's all five of us are in there, and it's like we're the closest group on the team, in my opinion. And I was hearing it from Weston and JJ. They're like, we want you back out there, blah, blah, blah. So it's nice not to hear that from them anymore and be back out there and playing. I was running around like a little kid today having fun.
Is there any thought in your mind, obviously, the offense, the 30-point limit, maybe you think that once you get back out there, you could maybe help hammer that home?
I'm just going to play my role. I'm going to do my job and let the chips fall where they may. You can't come out and, as an offensive lineman, say, I'm going to guarantee we're going to score more points. I got to go out there and help the five guys up front do our job, help communicate better, and just play my role. Everyone's got to go out there and not try to press. If you try to press, you're going to end up hurting this team more than helping.
Do you think beating Dallas twice can put doubt in a team like that's mind, or any team, like if you're playing a higher seed in the playoffs, just put doubt in their minds that...
Well, if Dallas was the best team in the NFL and we beat them twice, it gives us confidence. I think it takes them back a little bit. There's some questions being thrown around. That's your guys' job to make them doubt themselves, right?
We'll try.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You think it legitimizes you guys a little bit to the rest of the league?
Maybe we beat them once already. So, if you have to do it twice to legitimize it, then I guess. But they're a really good team. They have, I think they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. Our defense played unbelievable. And you can win games in December when it's cold out with a good pass rush and some shutdown cornerbacks. And obviously we want to do a better job making their job easier so they can just pin their ears back and go. So, that's something that we got to work on.